want that black love feeling, that look at a picture and you can feel the love pouring out of it, feeling that once in a lifetime, never feel this feeling again type of love. I want love you can see and feel through your skin. Love that every time I see him, my heart melts and makes me want to fall in love all over again. I want to feel loved and be loved truly, and not just for a couple of hours. No, I want a love that's so real that even its feelings have feelings. A love that shines so bright it makes the sunlight try to burst through the ceilings. I want a love that isn't just for puppies. A love that makes my ancestors rejoice and can brag about. A love that future generations can rejoice about. A love that celebrates us and all we have overcome and accomplished. I want black love. So when I look back, I don't have to say I tried to act love, because black love doesn't crack love. What it do, baby boo? We are back again with another episode of Self Reflect with Lex, and I decided to open this one up with a poem. I haven't titled it yet, but I feel like it should be titled Black Love, which I think. Anywho, how y'all been? It's been a minute. I know I've been on my bullshit. I haven't dropped the episode in a long, long, long time, but I've had to self-reflect. Had to get my life together and come back with something you all could appreciate. So I decided to do a recap episode, which is what this will be called. Catch y'all up to speed before I get into the new year and the new season. And I know some of y'all is gonna be like, new year, new me. No, new year, same Lex. Just a little wiser, that's all. So what's been going on with me? Of course, I started a new job. For those of y'all who don't know, I am a dental assistant. I work for an oral surgeon now. I used to do pediatric assisting, but recently, ever since the spring, I've been doing oral surgery, and I love my job. What can I say? Keeps me busy though. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, I stay busy, and then of course after work, I'm a full-time mom. So Anaja definitely keeps me busy. In case y'all didn't know, he is 8. He plays basketball, and he is smart as a whip. So yeah, weekends pretty tied up with basketball games and basketball practice, etc., etc. Love life is pretty much the same. Like I told y'all, I want black love, and I'm starting to feel like I'm almost there. I don't know if I've truly found it yet or not. Sometimes I feel like I'm settling, and y'all know me, I hate to settle, so we just gonna pray about it. I did take an interest into someone, and so far it's been going good. It has its ups and downs, like any other relationship would. I don't know, I'm still coming into myself with that because I haven't been in a relationship or with somebody for so long. So it's becoming an adjustment for me. Again, this is why I have these episodes, Self Reflect with Lex, because sometimes we all need some self-reflection. Yeah, so, like I said, going into the new year, I don't know if y'all make New Year's resolutions or what it is y'all got going on, but for me, I don't really like making resolutions, and I'm gonna tell you why. Every time I make a resolution, I never stick to it. I never follow through. It always goes kaput. So I've decided not to make them and just let life come at me how it may. I just continue to stay prayed up, and what God has for me is going to be for me. I do believe that this upcoming year I will be truly happy. I've actually come into my happiness, as you all have known and heard and seen. If you've seen me out, you've seen me smiling, and that smile is not fake. It is definitely real, baby. I am a better me, and I feel good about myself, and I'm happy with the progression and the way I'm going. I had to cut a couple people loose. A couple people had to cut me loose. Hell, mental health is real, so make sure you keep your sanity. I'm in a good space, a good place in my life, and I'm extremely happy and proud of myself in this moment. So I'm hoping the new year brings love, whatever that may look like for me. I'm hoping that this new year brings me new opportunities, new places to travel. One thing I will say that I enjoyed about 2021 is that I actually traveled a lot this year and I enjoyed it. Haven't been out of town in a while, and due to COVID, I know all of us was kind of like in the house. Baby, it feels so good to get outside and breathe some fresh air and see some familiar faces and some new. But I did have a lot of new experiences this year and I was super excited. So I hope that continues for the years to come, which I'm sure it will. As y'all know, I got a birthday coming up, January 8th. It's Capricorn season. Time to stunt on you hoes for no reason. No, I'm just playing. But y'all know I'm big on birthdays, because your birthday you should definitely treat like a holiday. I tell y'all that all the time. You are not promised tomorrow, and you're definitely not promised another birthday, another year, another celebration at life. So I treat mine as such. So y'all know I go all out. This year I am turning the big 3-0, and of course that's a life hurdle for some, for most. So I'm coming into terms with, you know, I'm 30. And I'm not fully where I want to be, but I have come to realization that I'm getting there. And everybody's journey is not the same as anyone else's. So I'm happy and content as of right now with the big 3-0 and where I'm at. Like I said, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm exactly where I should be, clearly. So yeah, I got something cooking, as I like to say. Y'all will see those photos if you follow me on social media. You will see some of the photos, some of the videos posted for that weekend. Still trying to figure out New Year's plans. I don't think me and the girls have come up with anything. If y'all know me, me and my cousin usually do a lot of things together. Well, certain things have been in the talks or in the works, but nothing has stuck. We don't have concrete plans. Part of me wants to stay in town, and then part of me wants to kind of travel somewhere else. We'll figure it out, though. You know, it's a new year. Last time we brought in the new year, though, outside of the city, COVID hit. So we'll see. I'm starting to think maybe that's bad luck. So maybe we should keep our asses right here. I don't know, but we'll figure it out. We got Christmas coming up. I'm hoping everybody has a happy, merry, and jolly Christmas. I'm praying that y'all spend it with those you love. Hope you get everything you ask for. Hope Santa shimmies his big ass on down your chimney and lays some, blesses you with some love up under the tree or something. You know, if you wanted that Birkin bag, I hope you get it, baby. If you wanted a check in your accounts, I hope that blesses you too. I'm really, really good, y'all. Like, I'm happy. I've never been this happy before. Usually during the holidays, I get real depressed for multiple reasons. One reason in particular is holidays used to be real big when my aunt was living, and she passed back in 2009. So holidays have been a little hard lately. But again, that's one reason. I usually don't enjoy them, but this year is a little different. Like I said, I've come into myself. I'm making new traditions for myself and the family, and we be turned up. So Christmas Eve, you'll catch me with the family turned up, partying, smiling, probably getting drunk as shit per usual, because that's just what we do. Thanksgiving, I had a blast. Thanksgiving and Halloween. So let me tell you about my Halloween, okay? My sister is a cop, for those of y'all who don't know. She came through in her squad car. So, you know, I don't know about y'all, but My thing is, I've never been in the back of a police car. I was like, sis, let me get in the car. Let me get in the car. Let me take pictures. So one of my cousins, my favorite cousin, was dressed up in like this little purge outfit. And I was like, it would be so dope if we could take pictures in the back of this squad car and make it look like we was purging. Oh my God, we took the photos. They came out amazing, y'all. Like, we really did that shit. May the purge commence all 2021. I don't know. But the kids enjoyed it. We told them, this is the first and last time y'all should see the back of a police car, because this is not y'all's future. We are raising black kings and queens around this piece. Y'all will not see jail. Anyways, Halloween was a blast. I had all the kids over. We did a trick-or-treat hunt for them in the dark. They had fun. I had fun. It was just good times. But like I said, my love life, I'm in a good space, good place. I am entertaining someone at the moment. I'm not going to say I'm keeping my options open, but I will say that whatever God has for me will be for me. So if an opportunity occurs and I feel like it would be in my best interest, I would probably take it. However, me and the dude I am currently involved with are in a somewhat good space. Like I said, any type of relationship you have has hurdles. They have ups and downs, and maybe this is just one, but like I said, as I get older, I start to self-reflect more. So I'm starting to realize certain mistakes I've made in the past that I feel like I'm starting to make now. And I don't want to make those same mistakes. So I'll either figure it out and work it out, or I will figure it out and work it out, if you know what I mean. But other than that, he's a good dude. I couldn't have asked for a better person to be in my life and share this particular time with me at the moment. I'm grateful for him and everything that he has provided thus far. Friends, all my friends are good at the moment. Couple friends I need to catch up with. I'm told y'all I'm trying to be a better friend. So I'm going to start checking in on people more. Me and my baby daddy, our relationship is better, y'all. It was rocky there for a while, but we are in a good space, I believe. We talk more, we communicate more. He's good, I'm good. I check on him often. As you all know or may not know, my child's father deals with mental health issues. So October is Mental Health Awareness. You see me broadcast that a lot. And during the holidays, again, it's a hard time. Like I said, some people get depressed. So I make it a priority to check on him a lot during this time, especially with his birthday coming up on the 23rd. I just want to make sure he's in a good space. So that's me in a nutshell. That's me recapping the year. I'm praying that, you know, this new year, this new season of self-reflect with Lex, I have more guests on here. I have more self-reflections, and you all can see my growth within myself and me as a host and podcaster. Like I said, each episode, I just want to get better and give you more real, more raw, more authentic me. I know I've been gone a while. Like I said, I just had to get myself together, regroup, and come back. So this is the comeback to the comeback. Like I said, this new season, we coming harder. Everything's going to be a little better. And I'm going to make sure you all stay tuned, stay in the loop and in the mix with me and mines. I do have a couple of projects my friends hit me up with. When you have dope-ass friends with dope-ass ideas, you know, dope things come out. So I'm excited about that. Whoever would have thought that my voice would be something other people liked? Because sometimes I can't stand me. I get on my nerves sometimes, but you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you be like, ooh, it's too much of you. But no, I got certain things cooking. So I'm excited. I hope you all are excited. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a happy, happy holiday. Again, may each and every event and endeavor be filled with nothing but happiness and love. And I will see you all in the new year, honey. Hope you all enjoyed this self-reflection piece. And I will catch you in January, baby. Thank you, baby boos. Peace.